Public hearing. I'd like to call a meeting. Like to have pledge allegiance. Everybody stand up for the pledge allegiance. We will have. Who would like to? There you go.
Of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stand up for a moment of silence. And also just your thoughts and prayers for the people down in Texas and Florida for the hurricanes that hit down there. Thank you. Fire evacuation plan. Kindly read it, please.
Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones, please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearing. Roll call. Allen.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Delfilio. Berkey. Briggs.
Present.
DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Fabiano. Jarantine.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Hefner.
Here.
Lapp.
Here.
Litz. Lopez.
Here.
Lauren. Mayo. Maloney. Parity John. Parity Richard. Roberts.
Here.
Rodriguez. Ronk. And Wara.
Here.
12 present, 11 absent.
Mary, we're here tonight to call on the public hearing on the application for a community development block grant, CDBG funds. We have five speakers.
The first one is Kevin O'Connor.
Welcome, Mr. O'Connor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jarantine and members of the legislature. Kevin O'Connor, CEO at RUPCO. So we're here tonight to discuss making an application to New York State on behalf of Ulster County, seeking $400,000 in CDBG funds, Community Development Block Grant, to provide housing rehabilitation assistance to income-eligible homeowners here in Ulster County. The funding will be used to make improvements to existing private septic systems, including tanks, drains, distribution boxes, and leach fields. RUPCO will act as the subrecipient to administer the program on behalf of the county. Over the years, RUPCO has built a very strong reputation with New York State as a program administrator, and we've delivered several grants in the areas of home buying and housing rehabilitation. Based on average costs of perhaps $15,000 per property to make these septic repairs and replacements, the Ulster County Septic Repair and Replacement Program could be estimated to provide replacement and repair to about 20 to 25 homes. The project will serve existing homeowners in Ulster County at or below 80% of the county's median income. Illustratively, that changes based on family size. For a family of four, that income limit would be $62,800. Additional requirements would be that the home must be owner-occupied, have a current insurance certificate, be up to date on mortgage payments and property and school taxes. And the units should be generally free of other major repair requirements, as the grant does not have a component to cover such needs. Properties located within the city of Kingston, because they receive their own CDBG funding, would not be eligible, nor would properties that are located in the Catskill watershed that are eligible for the Catskill watershed program. Within the watershed, though, the grants are not available to homes that are built post-1995 in this program. Should we find a home such that had a need, we could potentially serve it. The need has been documented in the county stormwater management plan and the Riverkeepers water quality program, and I won't go over some of those statistics, so I have these remarks that I can hand in. The county has, outside of the Kingston MSA, well over 50,000 private septic systems, and we've seen some demand currently on our existing single-family waitlist for housing rehab. Seven households have identified septic problems. 2 weeks ago, we put out some outreach announcing this potential availability of this program, and already we've received 10 letters from homeowners who have identified that they have need. Additionally, when we recently administered another New York State housing rehab program, much smaller grant amounts, we found that 30% of the income-eligible seniors that we were serving with that program had identified septic problems, but we were unable to serve them with the that Restore program. I would like to pivot where, you know, the county came to us this year and asked us about doing this. Septic repair program has been on the plate for a while, and we're happy to step into it. I think it's a critical need. But we are eligible for $850,000. A county is eligible to apply for that amount from the New York State. And we would recommend that we seek an additional $450,000 for home buying assistance. Over the past three federal fiscal years, our Home Ownership Center has assisted 229 first-time homebuyers, averaging 75 a year, here in Ulster County, by providing education, grant assistance for down payment, closing costs, and rehab of the homes. Buying a home is one of the most onerous and complex financial transactions that most of us ever undertake. We have the oldest housing stock in the nation. It's generally in need of repairs and energy improvements. The cash requirement today to purchase a home is anywhere between $10,000, that is a minimum, and $20,000, and that can be a real barrier for many people to purchase their first home. So we would recommend applying for these additional funds in this grant opportunity to allow us to continue to assist first-time home buyers who are income eligible in Ulster County. Just in terms of the need, I'm told that twice a month now, our home ownership program orientation is seeing 35 folks twice a month who are wishing to come in. Interest rates remain low. Affordability is still within reach. It's a good time. It's available funds, so we urge you to consider combining the two efforts and applying for $850,000 in the CDGB grant. Thank you.
The next speaker is Michael Jordan.
Mr. Chairman, members of the legislature, my name is Mike Jordan. I'm with the law firm of Finholt & Jordan. I've been a practicing attorney for over 30 years, and for most of that time, I've been primarily a real estate practitioner. I've represented a number of the people in the past several years that Kevin talked about that have gone through the home buyer program and gotten CDBG funds. You may have heard that the market is hot in Ulster County, and it is. And a lot of people I'm representing are coming up and buying second homes from the city, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what makes our community vital are the people that live and work here 24/7. Their children go to our schools, they work here, they shop here, they go to restaurants here. And the CDBG money allows young people who have good credit but need that extra amount for closing costs or repairs to achieve the American dream of home ownership, or the immigrant family who have become American citizens to establish their ties to this community by buying a house. It gives them that little bit of extra money that they need for the closing costs or the repairs. It's a very vital program. I had a closing this past Monday with a family that were buying their first house, and the husband said to me that he had not slept for 2 days, that he was so excited. And we finished the closing, and they were buying their first house, and they were there with their young daughter, and he cried. He cried when he was done. And the reason he had that home was because of this program. And it's not only him. I've represented a number of other people in the same situation. I can't urge you enough to allow RUPCO to apply for the grant for that extra $450,000 for the first-time home buyer assistance. It's helping hardworking, blue-collar people who live in our community, and it's very desperately needed. Thank you.
Richard Hazy.
So my name is Richard Hazy. I'm with Ulster Savings Bank now. I've been in the banking industry for 48 years now. And my last 2 years at Ulster Savings Bank, And I will reiterate the same thing. Many of the local home buyers I'm dealing with, the ones coming up from the city, I have no problem. I love doing the mortgages for them. It's great. They're buying some of our higher-end homes. But that first-time home buyer coming in to me, I currently have, I looked at my pipeline today, I have six people who are families and one single mother who is buying a house for her and her daughter. And without those CDBG funds that we running out of, they would not be able to buy a home. And the biggest problem they have is for some of these couples coming out, even ones with great four-year degrees and great jobs, and they've got great-looking incomes, but they also have very high student loans. And they're living in rents that are just climbing and climbing. The Airbnb's driving up rental rates. These families are paying sometimes $1,500, $1,800 a month just to live in a two- or three-bedroom home when they have a few kids. Very hard to save any money beyond that. So it gives them that little piece of difference. And even though I can find them programs where they maybe can borrow 97% and even get a 3% down payment grant, with the taxes on most properties being $6,000, $7,000 a year, $1,000 for their first year's homeowners insurance, $5,000 with all their closing costs with legal fees and mortgage tax and title insurance and the adjustments to the seller, they need $10,000, $12,000 without a penny of down payment. And these CDBG funds can bridge that gap and help them get in. I currently have eight people in pre-qualification stage that the only impediment is the cash needed for down payment. None of these have the luxury of having a family member who can give them the gift. They have no other means, and we've run out of those CDBG funds pretty much. And so without some additional funds, I just have them on hold till we can get to some funds again. And I'm only one loan officer in this county. So if you multiply me out, there's got to be quite a few more out there who are facing the same thing. So that would be really helpful to have those funds. So thank you.
Charlotte Wenzel. Hello, I'm Charlotte Wenzel. I'm from Charlotte Wenzel Realty. I've lived in Kingston pretty much my whole life. I'm here kind of just like to kind of go off with these guys. This is my team, my home team over here. You know, without these guys, I wouldn't be selling real estate to first-time home buyers. That's what I do. I'm a specialist for first-time home buyers. It's just a quick little story about myself. When I first went in to get my own place, I was renting in Saugerties, and I had to go to the laundromat and drag all my laundry to the laundromat. So I get to the laundromat. Every week I go, I leave. One day I fall, hurt myself pretty bad. And that was my determination. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I want my own house. I want to be able to have my own laundry in my own house, my own washer, my own dryer. And those are simple things that the people that I work with, that's important to them. Having a home, having a place where they're not spending money to give to a landlord, where they can go in their backyard if they want to plant a garden, or they want to hang their kind of curtains, and they want to have a puppy, and they want to have a cat, and they're not paying $1,500, $1,600 a month for rent, because that's what the rents are at this point. So I've been a broker for over 20 years, and I specialize with first-time home buyers. When I meet with a client, my goal is to find the best program for them. I interview them. It's very important, because my goal is to have them buy a home that they're going to live in for the rest of their lives. They're not going to lose it towards foreclosure, because I'm sure everybody here has felt that little foreclosure bite that we've had a lot going on here in Ulster County. So this is where the REPCO grants come into play. These grants are not free. The buyer goes through a home ownership program. They become educated in the buyer process. When the buyer is eligible for the grant, it opens the doors for them to get assistance towards down payment, closing costs, and the necessary repairs, and ensure safety and efficiency in their home. Without REPCO, these things can become costly and put the buyer and their home at risk of foreclosure. The buyers I work with are mainly people who live and work in Ulster County. As we are beginning to appreciate the influx from New York City into our community, we are beginning to think of Ulster County among the greater Hudson Valley region as a destination. We cannot forget about our people that make the wheels turn here. okay? It's very important that these people, they're born here, they live here, and they work here every day. Our market has gone up, leaving less affordability of homes for first-time home buyers. RUPCO grant is the key to the success of the first-time home buyer who live, work, and raise their children in Ulster County. Please consider this for when thinking about supporting RUPCO requests for more help, because even when there is no money, the dream of becoming a homeowner does not stop. The people that I've helped, just this year alone, I've sold 17 houses to all first-time home buyers, everyone. And they work for Ira Homes of Autism of Ulster County, Bailey's Pottery of Kingston, Sunwise Technologies of Ulster County, Rondout Savings Bank, Tembroke Commons, which I want to say something about Tembroke Commons. If you work there for a certain time, a long length of time, they will give you $5,000 towards buying a home. How many people, how many businesses do that? That is reaching out, and that is really, to me, that's far, going far above, okay? Adams Fairacre Farms, Hudson Valley Seed Company, Sheldon Hill LLC in Olive Bridge, and Parrots for Peace. If you know Parrots for Peace, she has birds, and she goes out there, and she tries to bring the community together. And she was going to be evicted from her home. Her affordability was not there. And with RUPCO and Kevin bringing it together, she now lives in her own home with her parrots, and she's very happy. So I really hope that you guys really will reach out and let us do what we have to do. Thank you so much.
Else like to address the legislative body? If not, Kevin, are you asking for $815,000 grant combined to both of them, or you're you're breaking it down into two? I mean, if you don't get it all, if you don't get the grant for the 850, you're not getting anything. You're not breaking it down into two different grants.
I believe it'd be one grant.
But we'd have a better opportunity having to broken down into two grants.
I think we still have time to explore that, but. Body to get up to 850. We've had conversations with the state. Recently we did housing rehab and solar installation. Not only do solar for income eligible homeowners in Ulster County. We have had conversations with the state that will allow both uses.
Any other questions? If not, second. All in favor say aye. Thank you for all coming. Our next meeting is on